Hello and welcome to Nerds on the Rocks, episode 98. I'm Anthony, I'm going to be hosting this week. Joining me as usual are our friends Earl.
Howdy.
Wesley.
Yellow.
And Nicholas.
Hold up. Fuck off, cats! No, that's not an invitation to come back up here, you dickhead. I love this cat, but he's an asshole.
Okay, well, as much as I'd like to hear more about Nick's cat this week,
not
we're...
Not
my cat. Oh, okay.
It's not my cat. Most assuredly not my... It's Jason's cat.
Ah, okay.
Gravitate to me.
Yeah. As I was saying, this week I'm going to be hosting the show because Earl likes putting those guys in charge from time to time for, you know, reasons. And we're going to be talking about comic conventions, like experiences and ones we've been to and stuff like that. So, yeah, I guess we'll start with the first convention you all went to, and we'll go with Earl first.
Oh, okay. The first one I went to was Comic-Con, I want to say in 2008 or 2009. My friend is like a freelance artist, and he got a press pass, and he didn't want to use it the last day of the show. And I'd never been, so he just gave it to me to go in for a couple of minutes and ended up staying there for like 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
Because it was like the last day, and it was just like a last minute thing. I didn't do anything conference-y. I didn't go to like any of the panels, which is usually the big focus of these things, or, you know, check.
Yeah.
It was just kind of walking around the show floor, getting a day at the end.
Was that New York or New York?
Yeah,
Comic-Con? Yeah.
I've already been to New York Comic Con.
Ah, okay, cool. What about you, Wesley?
Well, my first Comic Con I ever went to. Now, I've been to like small shows, like as back in the day when there was like a mini comic boom going on, there used to be all these like little small shows going on, and we had like shows at like a small hotel and crap like that. And that was like some of my first experiences. And then there was one big show I went to in Cincinnati when I was back in Cincinnati back when, gosh, how old was like? Like I was at least like 9 or 10. Like I was young, and I only remember bits and pieces. I remember getting a Grifter sketch from. I cannot remember who the artist was, but I know he was famous at the time. I just wish I knew who the artist was.
Probably
but
someone from Image.
It was someone from Image, but I couldn't remember exactly who the name was. I'd have to like find it and figure out who the signature was. But I still have the drawing. It was a really awesome grifter, but I just
so Wills Portacio
might have
been.
No,
if it was Wills Portacio, you'd still be waiting for it.
I'm not sure if it was Wills. It was either Wills Portacio or I might say it could have been Jeff Matsuda. It might have been, because he was just starting to come up right around that early, around the early to mid-90s, so, because he was just starting out with Extreme, so it might have been him. I could not tell you. I mean, I wish I knew the name of the show so I could look at a guest list, but probably one of the big con was probably that Cincinnati con. But my convention memories, that'll come up when we get into that later in the show.
Yeah.
Because I have a couple very interesting ones.
Oh, I look forward to hearing them. Nick, what about you?
My first like convention at all was, again, like Wes said, like a shitty local one somewhere around the New South Jersey area, which was just a bunch of fat guys at tables with some comics. And
you did get some good deals.
Like a couple local artists. But that was it. They still have them, you know. That's still a thing. Like, I would always drive by when I went to my ex's place. They would always have it sign out in front of a firehouse for something like that. But first real convention was Wizard World Philly, probably 06, maybe? 05, 06, something like that. It was 06. You know? Yeah, it was 2006, yes.
Oh, cool.
And I got a couple sketches, which are awesome. I still have them somewhere. From Chris G. Russo, which was a flash, which I really like. and one from Jacob Chabot, which was Dark Side. No, Doctor Doom. Excuse me, Doctor Doom.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Cool. Yeah, I haven't quite worked up the courage yet to ask an artist for a sketch, but I'm hoping to get one eventually.
But I mean, I guess it's probably different, because I know at New York Comic Con, I guess because there's so many people that usually you can ask them ahead of time and you go pick it up at the show.
Yeah, well, I know some artists take like commissions via email, don't they, when they're going to, when they plan to appear at shows, so. But I think my first convention, it's a little bit hazy, because it was from, like, when I was 8 or 9, so I may have just dreamt the whole thing, but I'm pretty sure I went to a Star Trek convention when I was really young with, like, my parents, and I can't remember much of it, but just, like, it was going to there being some props from the Next Generation series stuff, because it was, like, probably, like, mid-90s or so, so Star Trek was still like reasonably popular then, but and then like my first convention as a more of a adult and recent one was Kapow Comic Con last year, which is a kind of at the time, because Mark Miller was heavily promoting it, it's kind of MillerCon, but at the same time it's not, because it's actually His wife or his missus or whatever actually co-runs it with another girl, which is why Miller promotes it a lot. And he used it like last year and this year to push a lot of his Miller World creator own books as well. But he wasn't really like the main drive, the main reason for me wanting to go. It was more just trying to go to a reasonably big convention in the UK. And they were throwing around the line a lot that it was the San Diego experience for London, which I don't think it wasn't quite that big, but it was a good convention. I enjoyed it, and I went again this year, but we'll get into more of that later. But I was just kind of wondering if there's like, if when you go to like a comic convention, if you go for like any particular reason, like if it's to meet creators or go to panels or stuff like that, you know, if you have like your own reasons, or if you just kind of do for something to do at a weekend. So if Earl, do you want to start us off again?
I mean I personally just go for the experience. Nice, you know. Part of it is, and this is coming from me, I know it's odd, especially since we're talking about a comic convention, that some of it I also go for the early hands-on of certain video games, because New York Comic Con now is in the fall, usually around October. It means you kind of get hands-on with some of the games coming out the holiday season that October and November, so that's always a good treat. And it's also, I mean, New York Comic Con, because it's so late in the year, doesn't get this as much, but it's still also a good place to kind of get first looks at big movies. I mean, again, because we're kind of in the fall, we don't get the summer movies. Well, some of them, but we do get, we got Ghost Recon, I'm thinking of video games, Total Recall. We got
Spider-Man there as well, I think. Oh, was that San Diego, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was San Diego. About a lot of ours was TV show related. We got The Walking Dead, because that was coming back at the end of the month. We got a Cave-In. Maggie Q in now? Oh, Nikita.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Then, you know, DC has this shade of animated stuff, so we got the Batman Year One and the Catwoman short, which they showed. And I think First Glimpses is that All-Star Superman and stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, it is cool getting stuff like that at a convention, but with like kind of the age of the internet now, it's like online the same day, isn't it? So even if you're not at the convention, you still get to see that stuff anyway. But what I like about that kind of stuff is a chance to when some of the panels getting to meet the people who worked, and I'm like, you know, the TV panels when they had like the cast there and stuff, and give you like little Q&As and stuff like that. I think that's usually more interesting than seeing just footage for upcoming stuff. But Wesley, what about you? What do you tend to go to conventions for?
Okay, now for conventions, it all depends. Now I either go One, I usually do one cursory wander around the floor and just kind of get a layout of the place to get an idea of where everything is and so forth. Mm-hmm. Then I usually love hunting for just usually stuff I normally cannot find around me. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, Heroes Con, I was there for one major reason. Collection, basically finishing collections. Oh, did I finish collections at Heroes Con at the, it was the 2010 convention. And I finished up my Suicide Squad collection, a good chunk of Marvel 2-in-1s, and then cheap trades at the Wazoo. By the way, kids, conventions, cheap trades, especially on the last day. And when you can get a bunch of trades for about $5 a pop, yeah, that's not bad. But I also like, because I've not been to a con as, like, as any of us are just mainly a fan so far. I never really had been, like, a press at a con yet, but it's very been interesting just kind of wandering about. And it's usually like stuff, but I haven't been to a con at all last year because I really have nothing I'm hunting for because I've completed all my collections, like all my major. So, but really, I love finding the cool stuff on the floor. And definitely my favorite, and basically like that one year, 2010, finished at the Suicide Squad collection, which took me about 3 years to complete, was a very nice experience.
Oh, cool. Awesome. What about you, Nick?
Well, it's varied from convention to convention. I mean, like, the Wizard World Philly stuff, that I've been to quite a few of them, and they're, I go for them just to go. So, we have a lot of, like, insane guests. They're like, oh my god, I have to see this guy. I don't usually have a lot of great panels. I go to, like, meet the indie artists, or just to see, like, maybe get sketches. I have a sketchbook now, which I've been doing for a few years. I didn't get any this past weekend, because I was busy doing other stuff. But, mostly it's, it's all robots. Like, I just go to, I just ask the artist, hey, go, could you sketch me a robot? Any robot, anything you want. Like, rather, because I figure, you know, these guys are probably tired of drawing the same Batman, Deadpool.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, Wonder Woman, Catwoman with their ass out. Everybody else asks for. And I'm like, it struck me that maybe, you know, they would be happier doing something that they get to use their creativity for, because that's what artists like to do. They like to create stuff. So I just tell them whatever they want to do. If they want to draw an existing robot, like, I've got one of Bender, which is pretty cool. I said, go ahead. Or if they want to make one up, do that. Like, this one dude drew me, it's a giant monkey. Like, it's like an ape robot with a little ape inside driving it.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool. But yeah, and then, like, stuff like New York, I go just because, like, it's New York Comic Con, it's a big deal. It's the closest to San Diego I'm probably ever going to get in terms of size.
Yeah, and, San Diego's insane, though. It sells out in 5 minutes.
Yeah. And there's usually at least a couple panels there that I want to go. Like, they usually have a Venture Brothers one, which I'm all about going to every year, and other stuff like that. But no, like, it varies from convention to convention. There's no real reason I go other than just because I like to.
Mm. Oh, that's cool. My main reason for convention is I like meeting all the comic book creators and stuff, like going and getting my comic signed, because it's I know you can buy, like, signed stuff online and at conventions, but I think part of, like, getting your graphic novel, your comic signed, is part of it is also meeting the creator who worked on it. Like, this year at Kapow, I got to meet Scott Snyder, which was pretty awesome, and I got quite a few of my things signed by him. So, and it's just that, and just because, like, even at Kapow this year, the panels weren't really as good as last year, but it wasn't bothering me because the lineup of comic book creators was quite strong this year, and it was good last year as well. So that was awesome. So, but I think since it's a show about conventions, and a large part of conventions seems to be the tradition of cosplay, we have to kind of go into that a little bit. So I'm just curious, have any of you ever cosplayed at a convention?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Yes.
Nope.
What did you go as, Nick?
Well, the last New York show I went to, me and two of my friends and my my now ex, we dressed the Scott Pilgrim characters.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Matt was Scott, to my chagrin, because I was like, damn it, I'm a bass player, and I am Scott Pilgrim, you asshole. But no, he called it. His girlfriend was Ramona. I was Steven Sills, and my ex was Kim Pan.
Mm, cool.
And also, essentially, all I have to do is put a suit on, and I'm Doctor Who. So I've done that just to look fancy. Not necessarily to be Doctor Who, but just to look fancy.
Hmm. I haven't got round to cosplaying yet. I've thought about it, but it's not really my thing. I like seeing like everyone dressed up as and like in the costumes and stuff. It's better when you see the lower tier, like the C character stuff, you know, because you tend to get like tons of like Batman and Spider-Man and stuff like that. But like this year, I saw a Mr. Fantastic where he had like these huge extended arms hanging out of his jacket, which was quite cool.
Nice.
And who else did I see now?
I saw quite a few this past weekend. Mm. There was, you know, the usual amount, like you see Batman, you see Superman. Yeah. There's a couple Superman. There's different Superman. There was like a bunch of the Superman from the 90s, the four Superman. There was what was the Eradicator version,
yeah,
with the glasses. A couple of different versions. There's like Supergirl, stuff like that. A lot of Black Widows.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
They wear pants or fishnet stockings.
Why were they wearing fishnets? That's not Black Widow.
Oh, wait, I'm talking... Yeah,
that's
sorry.
Katana.
You're thinking of Black Canary, dude.
Yeah, I think of Black Canary.
Black Canary, yeah. Sorry.
Black Widow, they were all, like, you know, black cat suit, tits out. Hey, I saw some side boob. what else? There was actually a couple really... There was a really good Carnage, which I put a photo of it in my one of my con reports. Some of the other ones I saw. There was a Dalek, which I didn't quite get a good picture of because it got mobbed as soon as they rolled in.
Mm.
But it was a full Dalek with the mutant on top of it. So instead of having like the Dalek head, it had like the Dalek mutant that had a little kid dressed as a Cyberman with it. And I would guess another, it was mother or wife, whoever, I don't know, dressed as a weeping angel.
Oh, cool,
and,
awesome.
And the weeping angel, it was, she was all painted gray, but she had a mask to put on over her face. So she wouldn't move. It was kind of cool.
I was going to say that she... Oh, you move and people aren't looking at her.
Yeah, that would be cute. That would be impossible. but the best one I saw was Solomon Grundy, because the dude was walking on stilts.
Holy crap. Whoa.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
Deep.
Oh, no, even better. There was a bumblebee, a homemade bumblebee suit. That was like...
Dang.
Badass. Like that... That Iron Man costume that was all over the place a few weeks ago on the online, it was like that good. The dude like had spent a lot of time on this, obviously.
Mm. So you could get it. It is cool when you see like people spending a lot of time and putting creativity into the costumes. And that's kind of what puts me off, because you put a lot of time into it and you're probably just gonna wear it the once, and it's the money putting into it as well. I think that's why I haven't done it yet, but I don't know. We'll see.
I want to mention something. There's one thing, because Nichols reminded me of something. There's this guy at Mid-Ohio Con, and it was actually 2010 one, was a guy in a full, like a really insanely detailed Venom outfit. And he had, like, it was, like, full rubber, and the guy was, like, walking around the con in his freaking, like, insane Venom outfit. And wow. I don't know how the guy breathed.
Yeah.
He had these little tiny air holes. Like, I saw them, and I was like, holy crap, that's awesome. And it wasn't done. Like, it was about 90% done. He said, oh, we still have some stuff we want to do to it. We just wanted to bring it out. I'm like, good God, what more? Because it's like at a con, there's the Venom. I saw the Venom, a Green Ranger, this really cool kid who dressed up as Stargirl. Dead on Stargirl. This kid that she had the Starman staff. She had like the entire gear. I'm like, dang. And I mean, that was like there. And of course, there's the Well, there's one other one I want to mention. There's and also the amazing Predator costume that I saw there. At least at every con I've been to, I've seen one psychotically amazing Predator costume that someone has managed to come up with. I'm going, good God. And my favorite, and of course my favorite, the Green Lantern Corps. The Corps of Many Colors. Because there's this one, at that one con, this one girl had a little plushy cat with her. One of the Red Lantern girls was dressed up with a little plushy, like Dexter cat. And I said, hi, not so evil kitty. She's like, no, he's an evil kitty. He's a really evil kitty. Don't say anything, evil kitty. Don't hiss at the nice man. I'm like, what? I'm like, oh my God. Like, okay. Whoa. Wait. But that was like, because that was a year I just kind of wandered the con just talking to random cosplayers because it was very entertaining when you got, because they all take pictures, and if you're not, as long as you're nice, you can get, and some of them stay in character. So you get some interesting conversations at the same time.
So I'll go back to what you said about, like, wondering how that dude could breathe. That's something I saw a lot of, like, dudes. A, how do you breathe? A, how do you see? Like, there was a guy who was Deathstroke.
Oh, God.
The material that was on the side of his face, that the blank that the character's, like, eye patch would be on, did not look like it was in any way translucent or opaque. Wow. It was, like, completely opaque. It looked like. I'm like, how do you see out of that? It's kind of crazy. There's a lot of, like, random cosplayers, too, just because the Philly can have them. And, like, a bunch of, like, LARPing and cosplay groups, like, had tables there. So there was a lot of them walking around. One of which I interviewed, which will be up at some point over the next week or so.
At the at Kapawa, I went to a few weeks ago on the Sunday. They had this it was a cosplay competition, and the prize was assigned Avengers poster signed by most of the cast. And so they got all the cosplays on stage, and there's a lot of people who, like, you know, put a lot of effort into the costumes. And apparently the winners were these two little kids who basically, the dad had put them in store-bought, like, movie costumes for Captain America and Iron Man, and they ended up winning the competition when there's, like, people who spent probably, like, months getting the costume ready, and then they just give it to, like, the two little kids. They won it on cuteness, basically, which is kind of unfair. But
that is pretty unfair.
Yeah.
Kids.
Yeah, just, like, I can imagine everyone goes, aww, and then,
And it's like, kids, move on, next contest. Kids.
Moving on. I'm wondering, with the conventions you've been to, if you've had any favorite guests or people that you've met that have kind of stood out among the others, or...
Well, I'm always going to cheat and say Kevin Conroy, who I get to see way too often now. I think actually I saw him. He was there for the Batman Arkham City panel, and then he was there like an hour later for the Batman Year. No, was it the Batman Year One? What was he in last year?
Oh, the Justice League film.
Oh yeah, Justice League Doom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he was there for that.
That's pretty awesome, that Kevin Conroy, because he's Batman, isn't he? He's more Batman than like.
Well, anybody at this point, he's played.
Yeah,
he's played him for 20 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh God, it's close to that, isn't it?
It's 20 years. Batman the Animated Series is 20 years this fall, I guess.
Wow.
Holy crap. I feel old.
Where about you, Wesley?
Gosh. There's a couple. Probably one of my favorite people I ever met. I got to meet the creators of Atomic Robo at the Heroes Con. That was really cool. They are extremely nice. That's where I got the Brian Clevenger, Scott Wagoner. They were both there, and they were cool. I actually bought a science T-shirt off of them. The T-shirt with Nikola Tesla on the front with science.
He's my favorite.
That's cool.
Yes, I love that.
Ever
I love that
in
shirt.
History.
I wear it frequently. It's actually one of my favorite T-shirts to wear. Just like going, okay, I'm wearing the science T-shirt, and I love that shirt very much. I own a comic with. Actually, it's funny enough. I actually own the comic Nikola Tesla, another one called Five Fists of Science, which is basically Nikola Tesla, part of the team. By the way, I'll go buy that because it's really fun.
That's a good read, though.
That was probably one of my favorites. And then that was the year I got to meet Jeff Parker. I wanted to say hi to Brian Templesmith. Ben Templesmith, but he was very, very psychotically busy at his table or not there. So I never got to say hi to him it's always random some of the people that, and the funniest people were the ones that the first night I was there, I wore a Dr. Horrible shirt and these people from one comic strip. Chronicles of an Antihero, and they saw my doctor like, oh, hey, you have a Dr. Horrible shirt. And this ended up in like a 15-minute conversation with one of the people at one of the booths about my Dr. Horrible shirt and them all geeking out about Dr. Horrible with me and talking to me about their book. I said, oh, okay. And they were, it was kind of funny. All these, because it's like that's, I think that's what's interesting, because that's one thing I like to mention is a lot of the indie creators are really cool. I mean, some of them are some of the cool, like they're really neat, and they're all, and most of them are all very willing and happy to talk with you about their book,
they want to sell it to you. That's
well, yeah, but you know what I mean? They're also, but no, no, I mean, they're
I'm
also,
not saying that as a bad thing, but no, I'm no, just saying. Yeah,
no,
sorry,
but you know what I mean. But they're also very willing to talk, and they're actually very, a lot of them I found are very genuine. Like, here, like, take a look at my book, and they'll tell you all about it. And it's like, buy it or don't buy it, just let me tell you, talk to me about it. Oh, okay. And I always, like, one thing at a show was there was one people who were wanting to bring back the Silver Age to comics, and they are dressed up in the costumes of their characters for the con, and they were just wandering the floor, and then they were surrounding the table, and I went, dang, I like the promotion. Very cool. So, yeah, there's a few. Those are like a sampling of some of the ones that I can remember offhand. There's probably a few I'm forgetting, but those are so many more. Wow, that was pretty interesting.
Awesome. And, Nick, what about you?
That's the weird thing about cons is I don't really talk to a lot of, like, the bigger creators. Or, like, anyone I consider a celebrity, for the most part. I had a really nice conversation with Joe Kelly a while ago at New York Comic Con. Because I was a big fan of this series he did for Image. It was a Cliffhanger, I believe, was the imprint, called A Steampunk. It was him and Chris Pachalo.
Yes, I own those.
Which I loved the dick out of that series. I had all the issues. I, like, waded through all the delays, got everything, and then it ended. They had two acts of a three-act story and then never did the third act. And I kept saying, when's it coming out? So I was talking, he's like, well, you know, the problem is Chris is really busy and, you know, doesn't have time for it. And, you know, whatever our schedules can combine, we would be able to do it, but it's looking less and less likely as we get further from it. And I was very sad. That was a really nice thing. And actually, just this past weekend, I had a nice little conversation, which I'm going to eventually type up from this guy, Dr. Travis Langley, who I've been talking to on Twitter for a few weeks now. He wrote Batman in Psychology. Already?
It's been out here for... it's a Batman in Philosophy I have. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I have that one. That's actually good, too. It's Batman in Psychology comes out later this month.
Oh.
And it's actually, I think it's out on Kindle now, so if you're on Amazon, check it out. But, he did a panel with Anthony Michael Hall, which I was at, and recorded, I'm not sure if I'm going to write it up or not, because it's mostly about Anthony Michael Hall anyway. But I actually ran into him, like, just walking around the con, so I talked to him for a little bit and asked him some questions about Batman, specifically Grant Morrison's run, because of course I did. But, that was really nice, too. Like, I talked to a lot of, like, the smaller indie guys. Like, I've seen a couple guys multiple times, like Jacob Chabot, who I got that one sketch from. Got a robot sketch from him too. He did the Skull Boy, Skull Kid. I forget what they're called now. I have them. They're like mini comics. They're really fun.
Huh.
But this guy, he did Arsenic Lullabies.
Yeah.
That dude's cool as hell.
He does. I actually have read an issue. He's really freaking nuts, but he's cool.
Yeah. Mostly those guys. Like I have a I don't know. I haven't really talked to anyone. But the problem is I see the celebrities and I really don't want to talk to them because they're...
Yeah.
I don't want to be one of those guys who's like, oh my God, I love you. And my favorite thing is when you punch Daniel Bryan in the face and...
yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. Like you asked me before, did I meet CM Punk? No, I did not. But I did try to get the people in line to meet CM Punk to start a Daniel Bryan chant. And my they did not.
Aww.
And my friend's like, stop going to do that. They're going to kick your ass. I'm like, no, they're not. They love him, too.
I think, better. I think the thing with meeting celebrities as well is, like, you kind of, like, create this image in your mind of what they're like. And if they don't, like, say you meet them and they're a bit of an asshole, then it kind of ruins it a bit for you. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you don't have to meet them to find that they're assholes. I think Twitter has really helped with that.
Yeah, it is, yeah. But last year, when I went to Kapow last year, I met John Romita Jr., which, and I know he gets a lot of shit because some of his art lately isn't that great, but he's, from growing up reading Spider-Man, I've been, like, a John Romita Jr. fan for, like, as long as I can remember. Like, when we did that artist show, I mentioned him, and his lines were huge, like, they were so long, like him and Mark Miller last year, the lines were massive, and I got to meet John Romita Jr. and I just got some proper starstruck, like I didn't know what to say, like I'm just thirsting in front of him, just like a really stupid grin on my face while he's signing my comics. I'm like, oh yeah, and yeah, but that was pretty cool. And also someone else who I've met twice now at Kapow this year and last was Kieran Gillen, who was actually really, really awesome, because I sometimes find it quite hard to talk to new people, but both this year and last year I was like chatting to him and shit, and he's a really cool and nice guy, so that was pretty awesome. And I think that's it. I met Joe Quesada this year as well, but he was the guest of honor at this year's Kapow, and I kind of just went to his signing just because he was the biggest guest, so I thought I may as well go get some of the sound by him and meet him, and he was a little, I don't know, he was the,
say it,
was he a prick?
No, he wasn't, he wasn't a prick with me, he was just, I don't know.
you have the word, you just don't want to say it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, I'm not really a big fan of his anyway, but I took my my One Moment in Time comics to get signed by him, which aren't really the greatest comics anyway to begin with. But yeah, Joe Quesada. He was pretty good on panels. Though. The thing with getting Joe Quesada though is like he's involved with the movies and the TV stuff as well. So when he's on panels, you can ask him questions about that, because it's like you ask like a comic book writer about the movies and stuff, and like some people actually do that, and they haven't got a fucking clue because they're not working. But Joe Quesada, he's involved with all. He's like the chief creative officer, but like at the same time, he's not really allowed to like say anything about the Avengers sequel, is he? Because like Disney will like tell him off if he says something wrong, and people were asking him about stuff like that as well, and it's just kind of like wasted questions, although. It was worse last year when I was at the Thor panel and Chris Hemsworth and Tom Hiddleston were there, which was pretty awesome. And then everyone was just asking about the Avengers, because at that time it wasn't confirmed that Loki would be in the Avengers. So everyone just kept asking Tom Hiddleston if he was going to be in the Avengers. And he had, to his credit, he kept saying no, because after that I didn't think he was going to be in it. And then, you know, obviously later it was announced that Loki was the villain. And then... Chris Hemsworth is actually a bit of a giant in person as well, so he was. When they cast him as Thor, they did good because he's huge. But yeah. So moving on then. Has anyone got any embarrassing stories from conventions that they'd care to share, or are they too embarrassing to mention? Or
I haven't done anything embarrassing at the conference. I don't really get the point. I mean, I shower, I use deodorant, which is a big plus.
Yeah, I took deodorant with me this year as well. Yeah. I don't want to live up to the stereotype of being a smelly nerd,
exactly.
So I can just go fuck off.
I don't think it's necessary. I just think it's like a bunch of people together giving off that. And so it's just that, especially if it's like, you know, if it's hot and it's inside of a convention center and it's packed. So, yeah.
The term nerd funk has it's coined fairly nicely when you get that waft of, oh, God, what is that?
Yeah. I remember last year I was trying out a game, and I picked up the controller and somebody next to me was just like, this reek came from him. Oh. And I almost threw up in the convention center. I'm like, wow. How do you leave your house and not notice this?
I don't know how they don't notice. Isn't it in the NYCC can like manual like visitor's guide, they actually have a thing in there, a diagram saying, for a happy convention goer, make sure you get lots of sleep, shower, deodorant, and basically all the things you should know before you go out anywhere.
Yeah, well, you'd think, you know, it's 2012, people would have personal hygiene by now, but we still got a bit of a way to evolve as a species, it seems, so...
True.
What about Wesley or Nick? Have you got, like... And I don't mean, like, intentionally going out to embarrass yourself. I mean, like accidentally, like, when you just don't... Like, you said, I've done something, and then as soon as you don't, you're like, oh, you've gone like, oh, fuck it, I shouldn't have done that, or something like that.
No, I'm always awesome.
Oh, okay.
And humble.
I've seen a lot of other people embarrass themselves, but that's never not me, no.
Like how?
Well, the funny thing is I'm not even sure they're embarrassed so much as they should be. Like, for instance, this past weekend, I saw multiple gentlemen, different dudes, not together.
Oh, no.
Large men, bearded, balding, sweaty, glasses, holding suitcases behind them.
Oh, gotcha.
Full of, I'm assuming, comics or whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
their shirts didn't cover their bellies.
Oh, God, I hate that.
Oh, God.
Like, well, not even that. Like, it was like, what? It was like a button up, and like, it didn't even like go down. Like, his belly button was visible. And I was like, I put it was like that. That is when you've given up. Like, when you look in the mirror in the morning and, like, see your belly hanging out over your pants, under, like, through your shirt, and you go, I've already got this shirt on, fuck it. It would take too much effort to put a different shirt on. I'm over this. God.
But, going off the comment you made about suitcases, I've seen a lot of people like that both years, like, carrying around big bags of them full of comics, and I just, my brother mused with the idea of doing that the next time we go to a convention, and I'm like, dude, you really want to be carrying that round all day? I'd just take a shoulder bag and then be done with it, because I don't take that much in the first place anyway, because I try to limit it to about 5 comics, so I'm not just, you know, putting like a huge stack in front of a creator and say, here, just sign these, just, you know. So I really couldn't be bothered carrying a suitcase around the convention, especially if it's like hot and stuff. And
I'll admit to it. I've had to carry a suitcase around conventions before, mainly because the one year I didn't, and I found a few comic more than a few comics I liked. It was not a fun day for Wesley. It was not fun. I was carrying like a little duffel bag around. Like, okay, it's a little duffel bag, but be fine. Nope, that's not going to work. So that's when I bought a suitcase for Heroes Con. Why? Because I knew I was going to find stuff, and I knew it was going to be more than a few comics I was going to find. So screw it. I'm bringing a briefcase. I don't care at this point. And lo and behold, everyone else had the same thought, because everyone at that convention had a suitcase. Suitcase, shopping cart.
Oh, God.
Really? A shopping cart?
Oh, no. It was like a shopping cart. One of the buddies that I met up at Heroes Con actually had like a little shopping cart thing that he had Holy Long boxes and that he was carrying around the con. Oh, there was many, many, many carrying cases around that con. That is a con, because one thing about Heroes Con is it's a great convention, but it's a shopping con. So what happens? You're going to bring whatever you can carry. So, suitcases, shopping carts, whatever, you're going to have it. Because if you're just going to carry it over the shoulder bag and you're preparing to buy, ooh, you're going to hate your life. Bad. So, yeah, but actual embarrassing things, like, because I'm really not embarrassed by carrying a suitcase around, because, sweet Lord above, if I wouldn't have, my convention experience would have been fairly hellish. But I will say this, carrying that around all day, I got some killer upper body strength from that one. Oh, God, I got some killer upper body strength by the end of that convention. I was like, damn, I got some guns from this thing. Jeez. Yeah, I'll admit it.
This year on the Saturday, my bags were getting quite heavy, because I took some hardcovers with me as well, which didn't help. And
yeah,
because yeah, I got my two All-Star Superman signed by Frank Quitely and Batman and Robin Volume 1, and they were in my bag, and I bought some stuff as well, and my shoulders were hurting, let's say, after walking around there all day. But there was a cloakroom, but we only decided to use it in the afternoon for some reason. But yeah, there's just a line though that I'm not prepared to cross, when, because I'm slightly lazy by nature as well, and just carrying a suitcase around with me. I mean, taking a suitcase down to London alone was bad enough, because my suitcase was quite heavy. I'm bringing it back up with me. It's like, oh, it's a 2-hour journey. Fuck that.
Your true story there, when you, it's like at HeroesCon, there's like, there at the one of the first days of the con, we stopped at a pizza place, and there's like one corner of the pizza place that had like briefcases, like suitcases and carry, and it's like, yep, we all know we're all in one in this one, because there's this entire corner of suitcases, because they had like bench like seating, so you're not being able to put your suitcase under you, so you just put it in the corner and watch it like a hawk.
So one of the other things I've got down there, it's like we've kind of mentioned it a bit actually, but I was just curious if anyone has any more pet peeves at conventions besides the obviously odor and stuff.
Freaking babe.
I was gonna say before you get there, since you were talking about like bringing stuff,
oh yeah,
you,
go on
about, like swag you've gotten at conventions and stuff like that.
Pardon?
Like swag, like the stuff you've gotten at convention shows and stuff. Like,
actually, this year I got given a goodie bag, which had a bunch of second print and third print Image comics in it, which was cool, which was
nice.
And I had more somewhere I wanted to be like, but and I actually got given a hardcover by Marvel for free, but it happened to be one I already owned, so I'm selling it on the Avengers Invaders one by Jim Krieger, and with covers by Alex Ross. Yeah, it's a decent book, to be fair, but I already had it, so. And last year, actually, I got given a kick-ass variant and a Steve McNiven sketch variant, which is apparently supposed to be quite rare, and it was signed by Millar, and I also got it signed by John Romita Jr., so if I'm ever in financial struggle, that's going on eBay. Because I'm not really one for, like, profiteering or, you know, like, getting stuff signed just to put it on eBay. But since that's just, like, a one-off issue of Kick-Ass I have, I might sell out.
You're allowed.
Yeah. So, what about everyone else with the swag then? Has anyone else ever got any cool free swag?
I mean, most of it is just usually comics. DC and Marvel tends to put out free issues. A bunch of t-shirts, some random stuff that I keep for a couple of days and then throw out. I guess they gave out like Goku hats, which Goku heads. You put them on, you get the Go Super Saiyan hair, make some green antennas. I have way too many 3D glasses for some odd reason. a ton of posters.
Yeah.
I did get some cool Chrono Trigger stuff, Like, I got a Chrono Trigger orchestrated CD, button stick. I don't even know why they were giving it out, but I'll take swag when I get it. I've gotten like a Pokemon book bag, a little knapsack, stuff like that. Mostly it's just the t-shirts and stuff. And Ryan, like, I think actually I won a month subscription to Dark Horse Unlimited, their online stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I got the really neat, when I pre, when I got my tickets, when I got the 3-day pass for Heroes Con, I got, as a deal with that, you got the free Mike Mignola poster he did exclusively for Heroes Con for 2010. That was really neat. I loved having that little freebie thing because it's just an exclusive poster he did for Heroes Con just to, that was a really neat little poster to get. And I'm trying to think of what other free stuff I've gotten at cons because I've gotten a few things, but that was probably the one that I went, wow, that was really cool. Because pretty much, I mean, because I've gotten like a few random free things, like a, you know, cool little, like, the free, like, you know, convention pamphlets of like, but stuff like that. But yeah, that was probably the coolest free thing I've ever gotten. Just like out of there, like, that was the coolest.
What about you, Nick? Have you ever got any cool free swagger?
Not really. Most of the free stuff, like I said, is like comics or flyers or stickers and whatnot. I did, at one point, I forget if it was at New York or Philly, they were giving out Hero Clicks, and I had a Batman Hero Click, and that was kind of awesome.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
Oh yeah, DC, I think I have a Batman, and they gave out a Green Lantern one last year.
This?
And a bunch.
Oh, go on now, sorry.
I was going to say, I also got a bunch of Power Rings, and I think last year DC had those stupid, crap, they had like those casino chips.
Oh yeah, for Flashpoint, yeah.
Oh gosh, I wish I could have gotten one of those, so that would have been so cool.
I have a bunch of those hanging around.
Are you going to open up your own casino, like Bruce Wayne? And,
yeah, I guess.
Oh no, this is Doug, wasn't it? Yeah,
it was Thomas.
Yeah. Well, it's been rebooted now, so it's not. I don't need to remember it.
It's a damn shame, because that was an awesome Batman.
It was, yeah. I'm surprised they've never done a sequel to it, actually, but never mind. Yeah, so onwards and upwards, I guess. So pet peeves, then. Has anyone actually got any from conventions or...?
Yeah. It's kind of like the line of Randall and Clerks, this job would be great if it weren't for the customers. Comic-Cons would be great if it weren't for the nerds. And I don't mean like the general people there who are going and enjoying themselves. I mean like the gentleman I mentioned earlier, the very pushy, very rude guys. The ones who were like, you know, scouring the back issues for maybe the one really valuable thing that everybody else missed. Stopping in the middle of the aisle just so they can take a picture of a celebrity without paying for it. Yeah. Basically, rude people. Rude people are the worst.
I think that's at conventions, like most conventions, and just like life in general. But what about you, Wesley?
Yeah, I will definitely back up Nicholas on that one because I've had because of most of the ones that are my pet peeves are the ones people have said. Really, it's the rudeness of people because I guess I mentioned I carry that briefcase, but by God, I was the most polite person with a briefcase on the planet Earth. If I saw someone, I moved it. If I saw someone come near me, I moved it. I made sure to keep that briefcase out of everyone's way at any given time because I was not going to be known as that douchebag for a briefcase. Hell no. Wesley did not want to be known as the douchebag for a briefcase. Or, like, rolling suitcase. The douchebag for a rolling suitcase. No, thank you. I did not want to be known as that. So, I was a polite person for a rolling suitcase on the planet Earth. But, to be fair, pretty much most people at Heroes Con were really polite. Were actually, I would say 90% of them were really polite. So, but the nerd, it's actually funny. But outside of that, it's like really... Earl and Nick have mentioned the most my ones because those are probably two of the most worst ones at a con are the rude ones and the lack of bathing that they should know better.
Yeah.
Because they should know how to take a damn shower. God bless, take a fucking shower. You get soap, you get water, bathe. There you go. Make everyone's experience better. Damn.
Yeah, I would just add one more, and it's really hard to do, I know, but I just take a general layout. I find, like, a lot of times, it's really hard to navigate, and they put, like, I understand they try to space it out, but sometimes you end up like two or three popular booths right next to each other, or worse, back to back, and it just causes like a congestion at that one area, which makes it really difficult for people to get around. And then there's some, and I understand, again, it's, you know, it's just a spacing issue where, like, some booths are just hitting so much that you really have to find, like, the perfect angle to actually locate it at.
With the, with you saying the congestion, though, it's kind of similar, but this year at Kapal, they had a lot of the major, a lot of the big creators, they were signing at the same time, and the tables... The signing tables were like all in like they were like on one like side of the convention, but they were all together. So like trying to move through all that when there was queues, it was kind of awkward. But that annoyed me a little bit. When do you know when there'd be like two creators you'd want to meet and they'd be on at the same time and you'd have to kind of like juggle your time, even though there was two people I missed, but that was because Olivia Coppell cancelled and Brian Hitch changed his signing time, which annoyed me a little bit, but I'm over it. But, yeah, it's interesting how none of you have mentioned the lining, actually, because I thought that would have been one, queuing up for stuff, or do you just not queue for stuff if you're not that interested?
The only time I have issues with it, and I know it's going to be a big issue, is like the main panels and stuff like that. It's so like last year when we had, you know, like we had the Avengers panel and the Walking Dead panel. Instead of like waiting online and like risking not getting in, I just sat there from like noon that day and sat through six or seven panels. Because it does happen. Like I think the year before, I tried to get into, I forget what panel they had, a Walking Dead panel, but they had something else. And you get there for that panel, and then it's done because people kind of they camp out because they don't kick out the room.
Yeah, I've heard that. That's it. That I and over here, they do actually make, unless you've got a VIP pass or a press pass, they do actually make you leave the room for the next panel, which I think, I don't know why America doesn't do that, to be honest, because it's a little bit unfair if you're just going to sit there the whole day. Just, well, it's unfair, but I suppose it's kind of smart as well, just to keep your seat, but I don't know, it's just, I suppose if you want to spend your day just sat in the same place, sitting through panels, you're not that interested in then, you know, but, yeah. So, is there like any conventions any of you would like to go or like in the future? Because I know personally, I did want to go to San Diego, but now I kind of gone off that idea because I've heard quite a few negative things about it, just both from people who have attended and comic book creators who have went. So now I've kind of moved on to really wanting to go to New York Comic Con, because as well it's like visiting New York as well, which in itself would be awesome, but that's like New York Comic Con is hopefully like either next year or the year after, or it'll probably be the year after next year now. I'm hopefully going to go to New York Comic Con, plus because there's the thing, because like the two conventions I've been to, most of the creators are the British creators, which I'm not complaining about. I'm not saying that's like a bad thing, because you know they are British cons, but there's a lot of American creators who I'd like to meet. And just like when I said, Joe Quesada was the guest of honor at this year's. He was like probably one of the few American creators they had their sign, and there was Joe Quesada and Scott Snyder and Sarah Pichelli was there as well, which is quite cool. But the majority of the rest of them were just British ones, so because I don't think they have the budget to fly people over. But yeah, is there any conventions you guys would like to go to at some point? Or
yeah, I mean, as you know, right now if you're following my Twitter, you know E3's going on.
Oh yeah,
that's always been a big one for me to want to check out.
Oh, cool.
I want to go to San Diego at some point, but like I said, that thing sells out, and I don't want to be stabbed with a pen or something. And I want to go to PAX Prime.
What's PAX Prime? I've not heard of that one before.
PAX, have you? Do you follow Penny Arcade?
I don't know.
It's the Penny Arcade Expo. It's a video game comic strip, and they have like a gamers convention. It's like E3, but it's more focused on the actual consumers actually getting out, because E3 is more of a professional get together or whatever. Yeah, this is more like a, you know, a consumer's focus event. You get to go hands-on with games. They have panels and stuff like that. And I've been trying to go for like the last 3 years. It just hasn't really worked out.
Okay. Well, that sounds cool. Robot US?
Definitely. Like, I would definitely want to go to HeroesCon again, but I'd also say I'd love to go to San Diego, but God help me, I know it'd be like, I'd have to pretty much go, okay, this is my day to go try to get tickets to San Diego. Because if you try to get in for San, if San Diego sells out within about, like, this year, it sold out within about an hour and a half, wasn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
About an hour and a half. And I was like, good night. And, I mean, I'd love to go to San Diego, but it's San Diego and New York Comic Con for me, because good night, because I've never been to New York, so that would be awesome. I've never been there. It'd be a real, and I've heard New York Comic Con's actually a really fun show.
Yeah.
So I'd love to, so it'd be like, get to see New York, get to see a cool show. Yeah, I get to go, that would be a win-win.
Yeah, when I was seriously contemplating going to San Diego as well, I did like a rough total of what it would cost, and it's really more than I can actually afford by the time I've paid for a hotel and a flight. So yeah, it's going to be a few years before I'm at San Diego. But Nick, what about you? Is there any...
I would want at some point like to go to a comic convention over in the UK.
Yeah.
Either Kapow or Bristol. But, no, I have no interest in going to San Diego.
Fair enough.
It's too crazy. New York is crazy enough for me, and I will continue to go to New York. But probably for free.
That's fair enough, yeah. I can, from what I've heard, I can understand how someone is just not interested in San Diego. I think I see it as just one of those things, like, I kind of want to just do once, just to kind of just do it. I don't know, yeah.
That's what I've been told. It's because my comic guy used to do it every year at one point. And he said, he's like, Wes, I am just too old to do San Diego Comic Con anymore. Like he said, every person should do it once, but after you do it once, you'll probably not want to do it again, because there's some people who could, but it's like one of those things that's so crazy and so condensed that you would probably just go do it once, and then if you want, and then you'll know if you want to do it again after you do it the first time.
I had one final like question, unless has anyone else got anything they want to bring up or that we haven't mentioned yet?
Well, what about like convention, like any specific sort of convention memories that, because like sort of like something that one really oddball, like maybe not embarrassing, but oddball thing that you just go, this could only happen at a Comic Con. This could so only happen at a Comic Con sort of moments. Because I've got one that's pretty fascinating, the thing that almost turns out to be a very horrible, that almost turns out to be a, what do you get when you get a rabbi, a preacher, and a priest, and what do you do when you get them all together in a bar? And mine is, what do you do? You get a girl in a female Loki costume, her boyfriend in a Red Hood costume, her ex, and two Juggalos. Well, you get a very unique experience at HeroesCon, because that was like, because most of HeroesCon was an interesting con, and I met up a friend of mine online at that period, and one of the last days of the con, we had met one of her friends who also dressed up in a bunny outfit. He dressed up in a bunny outfit. Context be damned. He met up with this guy who was a Juggalo because he was dressed in full Juggalo gear. Yeah.
Happened.
Yeah, that happened. That was a thing. So, somehow, I don't know how, by the last day of the con, guy in a bunny suit and the Juggalo were being dragged around by her on collars. I don't know. And then we were all kind of like this walking menagerie through HeroesCon of people. Because people were just like watching going, what are we watching? What are we seeing here? And people were just, it was funny because I was just like, and then people looked at me and I'm just going, shrug, I don't know. you go ask. I don't know. She's because these guys found these collars and she just started dragging them around the con on collars. It's like, yep. Even like the cosplayers are just watching this going, huh, this is interesting. So, yeah, that was definitely one of those moments, because I even had another friend of mine who was another friend who I worked with at the time, and he said, Wes, what was up with that at HeroesCon? I said, you got me, man. I don't know. I will never be able to explain that outside of, I felt like Uatu the Watcher. I was just an observer. I was just kind of the last day of the con. Girl dragging two guys around on collars. You just kind of go, you had to be there. Mm. And it was interesting.
Oh, yeah. That sounds crazy. I don't... Because I've only really been to two. I don't really have any moments like that quite yet. Well, not that I can off the top of my head. But, no, not yet, anyway. But I'm sure there's plenty of time yet. What about, Earl or Nick, have you had any like crazy moments like that?
It's really hard. I just think even in this city, nothing really stands out to me as being off the wall
anymore.
True. New York.
So, I mean, and it's kind of expected. I mean, you see people dressed up. You know, I've seen people come in like full group costumes. They got shouted out at Green Lantern panel with Geoff Johns, I believe, last year, where somebody came dressed as, I think, Chip.
Yes.
I think that's his name. And some other stuff. But yeah, it's nothing
that's
really
cool.
You know, unexpected at a convention.
Cool.
Oh, I forgot about the craziest bit of cosplay I saw at HeroesCon of a guy dressed up as the Joker. Doing the wheelchair with a girl dressed up as Oracle.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
cool. Yeah.
The Joker and Oracle. Oh, yeah, I just got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I walked it because it was funny. I was just. Wait. Oh, my. I just started going. Oh. I just started laughing. I'm like, going, I have a nice costume. And they were like smiling. I'm like, yeah, well done, guys. Yeah, Joker, girl in a wheelchair dressed as the Oracle. Yeah, there you go. That was my sort of final. Mm. Just that blasted in my head. I'm like, oh god, and I cannot believe I nearly forgot to mention this.
Mm. Awesome.
I've never seen anything that crazy, though I have in New York, I forget what year it was, there was a girl walking around dressed as Poison Ivy. She had the normal top on, you know, that she like basically a bikini that was, leaf covered.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Down below, she had like a series of chains across her area and pretty much nothing in the back.
Hi-yo!
Like, she was essentially bottomless. And she got kicked out of the con.
Damn.
And not because of what she was wearing, but because she was causing a disturbance from all the dudes following her.
Oh, boy.
America.
Wait, she got kicked out?
Yes, because she was causing a disturbance by wearing that outfit and all the dudes following her and just creating a huge mass of people. It was crazy.
That doesn't seem... Like, why not ask her to cover up or something?
Can you put on, like, a little... Like, a robe or something? Just like...
You'd think that.
Wow.
I mean, not really related to the con and not even really crazy or anything, but this past weekend, I did... Just solely through being at the con... realized that there was a Chikara Pro event.
Yeah.
This past weekend, which I had never been to. I'd never seen Chikara. I'd heard of it. And, like, the guy at the table convinced me to get tickets. And it was probably the best decision I've ever made. That stuff is insane and great. ChikaraPro.com. Check it out, everyone.
Yeah, when you were talking about that on Twitter, I seen the King of Trios from, it was...
That's a Chikara show.
Yeah, that's what I, and it was King of Trios, and it was the year when a one-man gang was teaming up with Demolition Axe and Smash, and it was the craziest thing. I mean, it was like the most random, and by the way, Chikara is fun, guys. It's ridiculous, but... Like, if I can ever see him live, I will do it, because it was... But, yeah. And that was the first time I ever saw it, and I was like, this is insane. Like, this is awesome. Like, not many shows can have, a group of ants as a team mixed in fighting against three stars of the three legends of wrestling. Yeah. This could only happen in Chikara, and it is awesome.
One of the best matches that I saw at the last thing had those same dudes dressed as ants, plus two other guys fighting their alternate reality dark universe counterparts.
Yes.
And also two other dudes. So it's basically everything I like about wrestling, all the ridiculousness and like the super cool athleticism and like crazy stunts, but none of the like the serious business, none of the, you know, been in this business for many years. Basically no Triple H. No Triple H at all. And there's also no terrible things. It's all the fun stuff of wrestling without the terrible stuff. Yeah, Trios this year is apparently like not that far from here, so I might think about getting tickets to that.
That'd be fun.
But yeah, that was awesome.
So my final like question, final question, just the thing that's on the bottom of the list I made to try and keep the conversation going, but anyway, I was just curious if there's one person in particular who you'd most like to meet at a con and why.
Jack Kirby.
Jack, that's a good answer, I'll take that.
Really
yeah.
good answer.
Well, he's dead, so it would be
kind of
hard.
That's true, but
since I didn't really specify any rules,
I've been at the same con as Grant Morrison and have not met him because I didn't feel like waiting in line, so that would have been my go-to answer. And I've also been at the same con as Matt Fraction and have not met him because I didn't feel like waiting in line, so that would be my answer after that. So, there you go.
Ah, okay. What about you, Wesley?
It's definitely because I would love to meet Stan Lee at least once because actually he's supposed to be at the formerly known as Mid-Ohio Con, now Wizard World Mid-Ohio, or is it Wizard World? I think it's Wizard World Columbus. I don't know. Wizard World took it over last year, so they've changed the name like 2-3 times since now. But Stan Lee's supposed to be there this year, and by golly, I would like to meet that man before because he's 90 years old. Now, I would like to meet Stan Lee at least once.
That's what I was gonna say. Has he not? Because Stan Lee seems to be everywhere. He's been at New York Desk. I don't. Does he even do that project anymore? I know he announced that MTV Superhero, Be Your Own Superhero, Design Your Own Super. Like he was like given helping out in the comic creators or something like that. I don't know what came of fruition of that project he announced.
He did that one thing for Boom, and then the projects have kind of faded off after that 1 year he did those.
Oh, I read some of those, like The Traveler and Starborn.
Not too bad, actually.
I wasn't reading them for long. That's all
they
I'm going to say.
Only too bad.
The thing with Stan Lee is he actually did a convention in London back in February, and I really wanted to go, but I'd already ordered my tickets at Kapow, and I couldn't afford to travel to London twice.
Yeah.
So he was actually. Because he hardly comes to the UK. Like it's the first time he came to the UK in like years. But apparently, it was like just to get shit signed by him and a photo was supposed to be a lot of money on top of what you've already paid for your ticket. So that kind of made me care a little bit less. Because obviously if I'd have gone, I would have like wanted a picture with him and shit. But it's just paying the amount. It's just And of course, it is Stan Lee, and he's got to make a living. Because apparently, I don't think he makes much money off the films and stuff, so, you know, guy's got to eat. Although he's probably doing better than Jack Kirby. But anyway. Earl, what about you?
It's really hard to say. I've never really been one of those people like I want to meet somebody or need to meet somebody. If I run into them, it's cool. If not, it's no big deal.
Yeah, you don't
to
like
me.
Queuing up, do you?
I know, I couldn't hear what
you said. Oh, no, I said you don't like queuing up, do you?
No, it's one of my pet peeves. I mean, it's a personal thing. I've just never really cared for hanging out online for an extended period of time. I also don't do it for panels, so...
I'll get in line panels, but that's about it. And only if it's not, like, a huge line.
Yeah.
Like, there was a line for the Batman and Psychology panel this past weekend, but it was just because they weren't letting anyone in at all yet. And, like, I waited in line for the Venture Brothers panel a few years ago, et cetera, et cetera. But if it's, like, the line's wrapping around, I'll be like, fuck this, I'll go back upstairs and talk to some dude no one's heard of.
See, I don't mind lining up as much because I'm British, so it's kind of in my blood. It's what we do, and we do it good. Yeah.
Stiff upper lip, all that.
You think I'm joking, but I'm really not. the people who I'd really like to meet, they're kind of just like the big Marvel creators at the minute. Like, I'd love to meet Brian Michael Bendis because he's my favorite writer, and I just totally break down. Fucking geeking out on him if I did, and Ed Brubaker would be pretty awesome as well, and I'd also really like to meet some filmmakers like Christopher Nolan, and that's pretty much it. Actually, I'd just love to meet Christopher Nolan, but that's probably not going to happen anytime soon, so I'm not holding my breath. And so if unless anyone else has got anything they'd like to add, I think we're done here. Does anyone want to plug anything before we wrap up? Or
yeah, check out the site where my continuing coverage of the Wizard World Philly from this past weekend is going to be going up. I already have all my individual day con reports going up, and I've started writing and transcribing the copious interviews I have, which are not that copious. They're like maybe 5 minutes at a time, except for this one dude, which is almost 10 minutes because that dude could talk. But they're going to be pretty interesting because I didn't go for like the normal. I didn't like talk to like Stanley or any of like the mainstream guys. I talked to a couple, to one graphic artist who just does like prints and stuff like that. I talked to webcomics artists. This dude who does like paints on glass, which is actually pretty cool. Couple of LARPers, cosplay group, what do you call it? Shit, what's the train of thought? Anyway, stuff. Oh, a studio. Yeah. Closing people. All sorts
of people.
It's going to be fun.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Well, thank you all for listening, and I guess we'll catch you all next week. So, toodles.
See you on the flip side. Yeah.